I will not forget that.
Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Taggart, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Smiley, Councilwoman Diller.
I'm right here.
Councilman Powers, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What's your pleasure on the minutes?
Motion approved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Ordinance number 14068. Councilman Smiley, you want to take this?
Not here, so I won't. Yes, this is to amend the operating budget for, at least this is the state of Delaware appropriating $1,562,659 to Newcastle County Public Safety for state of Delaware for the pension contribution. This doesn't include COLA. So this is the state money to the pension fund.
Sounds good to me.
Any questions, any members of the council?
Nope.
Moving on to ordinance number 14070, appropriate federal grant award of $288,054 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security of Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year Homeland Security Grant Program. I think it speaks for itself, but are there any questions from council? With that, I understand we have some police videos on crime prevention and their life, their NA life, and we ready? Get close to it.
I'm sure some auditor somewhere said no.
Well, while they're getting ready, I'm gonna get my list in while I can. I have to go any further than front page of today's paper. Talk about shootings, going to funerals. The News Journal has constantly, and we've been bombarded in the city, no question about it, put emphasis on the number of shootings, the number of murders in the city. I'm just as concerned about the number of shootings, the number of murders in the county, and the fact that even though I have that in front of me, but it appears obviously on the surface that there's a significant increase in the number of shootings in the county. And my concern, my question is whether or not we're at a point now where we have enough officers to be able to, number one, work with other jurisdictions to address this problem, which, you know, it's countywide, it's statewide. In Chicago over the weekend, there were 14 murders and 82 shootings. I said to then, at the time, County Executive Coombs, we were at 300 some officers. I said we needed 500. That was my magic number then. It's my magic number now. And I think something we need to talk about in terms of what we can do differently above and beyond to not let this county become Chicago or anything like it. And I want to make sure that we have all the resources and the officers necessary to do that. Folks, everybody doesn't understand what has to happen and what we do differently above and beyond when there is a shooting, where there's a murder, and the amount of resources, the amount of time that it takes with our officers, how that takes away from officers being involved in other activities related to preventing crime. So I wanted to throw that out there. I'm concerned. I'm going to ask at the next public safety meeting that we specifically have a presentation. I didn't want to blindside anybody, have a presentation on shootings in the county because I don't want us to get to the point where we're Chicago East. And anything that we can do, anything that the administration, our police department, our public safety director, and members of this council can do to stop us from going there, I want to head in that direction. So, Co-Chairman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and don't want to take anything away from the Colonel. But I echo your sentiments. I had mentioned to my legislative aide, and she had mentioned to the colonel, that I too wanted to mention the problem that is starting to occur or occurring out in the county. And I think that, you know, you're right on target. I think we have a tremendous police department, and I think they do a tremendous job. I think the analytical policing, it's proven that it's working. But we have a problem that's starting to fester along that Route 40 corridor. And when you look from, you know, up at Sparrow Run, look down at Sunset Station to the west of 40 in Councilman Tackett's district, you know, you look at the fact that a Buffalo Wild Wings, okay, and Sunset Station, not once, but twice now, subjects have discharged firearms at people's vehicles, okay, and no one, fortunately, has gotten killed. So it is a real problem, and, you know, and I think that what we have to do is, and it's my firm belief that our county police, I know that they're aware, that they're probably already doing some things, but at the same time, you're right on target that we need to jointly, everybody get together, deal with it. What does it take for us to stay out of a situation like you're highlighting that has occurred other places? So, couldn't agree more.
Councilman Smiley, I'm going to go to you, Chief.
Yes, that's why I jumped in. I just want to say, you know, I don't have a personal interest in this, other do. Latest killing was in my, not only in my district, but a close personal friend of a family member who grew up with him. I've attended the last two TAPS meeting. I missed a few before that. And as the council member with that district, I understand what everyone's saying. I just want to tell you, I have the highest confidence level, as I think everyone does, in the chief and his officers out there in addressing what they can address, being proactive, being on top of it. And I'm very confident that these two murders will be solved shortly and arrests will be made. The problem you have, I don't know how many officers that you could ever put out there that can even begin to prevent when three young hoods decide to just pedal up into a neighborhood and shoot people on the porch and keep on going with no rhyme, no reason, no relationships, no nothing. There's just, I don't know how you do it. God bless them, Godspeed, like I said, for the work that they do, but I'm very comfortable with the work that they're doing. And with that, I'm pass it back.
Chief.
Yes, sir. Well, my first concern will be the school that I'm going to is probably going to impact the next public safety meeting. And a topic of this magnitude, I prefer to be here. And I know that it is a pressing issue. And the idea that every shooting can be prevented is almost, it's virtually impossible. However, that being said, this program that we are running with the amount of officers that we have, which is not the right amount of officers for policing Newcastle County, giving police service to 500,000 people over 427 square miles is not something you do with 350 officers. It is, in fact, a TAPS program that has given us the only leg up on the amount of area that we police. That being said, when you compare the 18 months that I've been running this program versus the 18 months prior, we do have a 45% decrease, 45% in shootings where people were struck. So almost a 50% decrease in Newcastle County. Now, these two last shootings, they are desperately concerning. But let's just separate the two so we know what they are. Brookmont Farms, the first drug-related homicide in 18 months. There's a young man selling drugs, gets into a confrontation, it's still under investigation, I can't get into the weeds on it. And he's shot and killed. Tragic? Absolutely. But it's the first drug-related homicide that we've had, not in the TAPS areas, but in Newcastle County in the last 18 months. Again, proof in the pudding that the program works. I've desperately reached out to all of council to attend the TAPS meeting so you see what resources we have, where they're being deployed, and how. The accountability factor is absolutely, it is incommunicable. If you do not see the TAPS meeting, I cannot explain it. Everyone is being held accountable for every officer, every boot on the ground, and we have to explain where our resources are, where every dollar is being spent. In regards to the second shooting, if you can say it's more tragic than the drug-related shooting, in my opinion, it is. These are four innocent individuals standing in front of a building, celebrating a birthday. They're not players, they're not in the trade, they're not involved, they just happen to be standing there. And to steal from Councilman Smiley, three wannabe thugs that had been roaming in the area that we've arrested multiple times, everything from drugs to stolen cars, and they are re-released and re-released and re-released, that have escalated their game. They robbed these guys, and at the first sign of any type of resistance, they broke out guns and started shooting. With very little cause and certainly without very little warning. It is a troublesome situation, but how do you, when you know that that's an area that we've put resources in and have been putting resources in, for everybody that's been to TAPS, they know how hard we've been hitting Smalley's Dam Road, wrote over 200 traffic arrests this week alone, have over 100 criminal arrests in the last 2 weeks. We're out there, we're doing our job. Could we use more cops? Yes, sir, we could. They're expensive. I'm all for it. I'll take them. But in the meantime, as far as resources go, I do not know a better way than the way we're doing it right now. And I've looked at all jurisdictions that I can think of. I've traveled to other jurisprudences and watched their programs. If there's a better, one thing I won't do, I won't go back to the old way of chasing 911 calls. We wasted a lot of time and money doing that. And the special operations group has been out there. Creating the fourth mobile enforcement team was important, and it is assigned to the very area that we're discussing right now. I still stick to the fact that we have a 50% reduction in shootings in New Castle County in the 18 months compared to the previous 18 months. And when you back out domestics, which we cannot predict domestics. We never know when 123 Anywhere Street USA, a couple is going to get into an argument or a heated battle, when someone's going to be murdered, or several of them have been murder-suicides. The last two have been murder-suicides. Can't predict those, but if I figure it out, I'll try to intervene on those as well. In the meantime, if you back out those domestic-related homicides, you have a 50 to 60% reduction in all homicide in New Castle County. When you factor them out, our drug-related homicides are down. Just prior to TAPS, I would like to remind everybody we had 17 homicides in 1 year prior to starting this program. We were waiting for the sun to come up to find the bodies in Edgemoor Gardens. Those are true stories. If there's a better way, God knows I'm open to doing it.
Well, I want to recognize, before I forget, recognize the presence of Councilman Hollins, Councilman Retta, President Bullock. Chief, the concern I raise, certainly no criticism of you or the department in any way whatsoever. But I'm concerned, and I had the argument in the former county exec's office 3-4 years ago, before you ever got there.
Yes, sir.
And I still think that's the number.
So do I.
And I want to make sure that we're resourced, and that this council's supporting you in making sure that we bring forward the resources, give you the resources that you truly need to.
We're deeply grateful, sir. We want that and need that support. And when the FOP compares this agency to another agency for the purpose of contract or whatever, what you find out is other agencies that are giving police service to a county this size have police departments 3 and 4 times our size.
Well, and my final point before we go to the videos, the cliche has it that we can't arrest our way out of this.
Agreed.
Well, and I say to the public, and I'll keep on saying, well, we damn sure need to arrest our way into it. Now, the other side of the coin is there's a change in culture. There's a different mindset, especially among young people. And we need to be doing some things, looking at what we can do with other governments, other agencies, other organizations to change, prevent that culture from being overwhelming in this society, and keep reflecting on younger people coming behind these young people that have a different mindset as it relates to, basically, I'm gonna solve all my problems with a gun.
I can.
So all those things need to be worked on concurrently, and again, I fully understand not being able to arrest our way out of it, and I'm keep on talking about the need to arrest our way into it. And I still want you to have a presentation at the next public safety council meeting, because if we're doing it right and we can show the significant reduction in the number of shootings, well, maybe we can be an example to some other jurisdictions that are not as fortunate. Councilman Carter,
yes. Yes, I just want to be very brief, because I know we're up against some things here. You know, when Chief Setting came to us, presented the TAPS idea, it was a really compelling presentation, and I want to say that, you know, I've observed the TAPS meetings personally and seen the results in my district, and I want to say, you know, this leadership of this police department, you know, walks the walk and matches the talk. And I think while we can talk about having 500 police officers, I mean, it's really a big bill. What I would like to understand from the department and with the Public Safety Committee facilitation, what is a meaningful increase in the size of the police force to get a meaningful, you know, increase in operational capacity? If it's not 500, if 500 is ridiculous, is it, if we get 30 officers, will that make a meaningful impact? What would that number be just to get to that next level?
Well, my eye's on 400, Councilman, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm trying to do that in five officer increments via the federal grant that we apply for annually. I don't want to pick on previous administrations, but have we been doing that, asking and approving five officers each year for the last 5 or 6 years, right now we wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the thing. I mean, if council's amenable to it, rather than putting in for five officers at the next federal grant phase, from which is they're only going to cover about 45% of the cost, and then in 3 years' time, we eat the rest of that cost. But it is a savings, and it is a safe way to grow the agency in smaller increments. The truth is, the grant is so well written by Lori Kane, Captain Feaser, and some others, that we could put in for 10, and we would get it. I mean, I'm guessing that the federal government, based on their response to the last two grants that we turned in, they have reported back that our department is that we are advanced in technology and that we're using to our benefit. They have approved all the grants that we've put in. Rather than five officers on the next turn, we can put in for 10. We do that over the next 2 years, we can exceed 400. At least gives us a leg up as to where we should really truly be, with the understanding that the federal grant's a party trick. In a couple of years, you get the rest of the bill. And policing is expensive. So is murder. I get it. It costs the same amount of money to keep the bodies from dropping as it does to clean them up.
Well, the last number I heard was it costs $1 million a murder.
Yeah.
When you add up all the entities that go into it.
Probably over that, but yes, sir.
Councilman,
thank you. It's the same thought, Chief. While you're still there,
sure,
I don't
sir.
See you go up and down. At the same time, you hire five or you hire 10. On the other end, we got the guys retiring. So we're still going to be almost pretty close to being on a negative, and maybe we can be a leg up, you know, or two. But you're always in that category.
Yeah, we fight the attrition rate every day, because we are now seeing all the classes that were hired with community policing money 20 years ago are now all eligible for retirement.
Right.
What's happening is the job market is hardening for county police, because they come with a built-in work ethic, they come with a built-in ability to investigate. So the hospitals, the universities, the attorney general's right. office, they're all hiring retired county cops. Used to be state troopers, now it's all us. So these guys are retiring. We're authorized strength of 375, we're sitting at about 349. We're having another class in September, but as everyone in this room that knows, it takes 6 months to min a cop.
Yep.
So it's a waiting game. And that's why each class I request this council and the executive office to overhire by five.
Right.
It helps us compensate for the attrition rate.
Right.
And I trade positions in to do that, but it is the smart way. And maybe if we start putting in for 10 officers, if I think this council will approve it, and I can get it green lighted, I'll put in for 10 federal officers versus five every year over the next 3 years.
Councilman Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a question for you, Chief, but just a comment on the police force. It seems to me that I was late getting here. The discussion is about the size of the Newcastle County Police Department, which is a real legitimate discussion. But I also feel that sometimes we focus too much on the number of police officers as opposed to some of the other resources that may be available, or the lack of resources in a community. I don't believe that it's just solely the number of police officers. If you were to look at jurisdictions across this country where they have, the crime has gone down, it's not necessarily always the case because they had more police officers. And then when you ask the police officers, the police chiefs, you know, what did they relate to the reduction of crime? And oftentimes you get 10 different answers. If you were to look at a city like Denver, Colorado versus Washington, D.C., which is about the same population, and Washington has 3 times more cops than Denver, but 5 times the crime as Denver. So there's a lot of other things that goes into this formula, and I don't know exactly what the correct formula is, scientific formula that would determine how many police officers you need per capita, and I would leave that up to the chief to make that determination. If you think we need 10, we need 10. But I think that if our only focus is going to be how big this police department is going to determine our safety. I don't think that scientific evidence is going to back that up. And anybody, any crime, anyone getting murdered or harmed is too many. But in the most safest communities in this country, people still get murdered. So I think the focus needs to be a little bit broader. It's the only point I'm trying to make. We just seem to think that, well, the more police we get, the safer we're going to be. I don't think that's a guarantee.
The president told me I better be done by 4 o'clock.
Yes, we just wanted to say a few words real quick.
Okay. Good afternoon. I'm Sergeant Jacob Andrews. This is Officer First Class Tracy Duffy. And I'd like to thank all of you for your time today. I'll let you show a little bit about some of the things that we've been working on. Tracy and I are part of what we call the Research Accreditation Media Policy Unit, the RAMP Unit. In years past, we had a research and development unit, we had a policy and accreditation unit, and a public information office. What we did was kind of streamline those units together. And Tracy and I now handle those duties along with a civilian accreditation manager, Rhonda Burns, formerly from HRU from the Government Center. So we handle those jobs. As we've all been talking about here, is one of the big things we have is lack of officers, and how can we better utilize our resources and utilize technology. One of the big things that Tracy and I do, not only with our news releases, is try to figure out better ways to communicate with the public, get our news out, get crime alerts out, look for tips from citizens. So we push out our news release to the media, but we as we all know, we have this big generational gaps. How many kids under, I say kids 25 and below, read a newspaper? Probably zero. Everyone gets their news now from social media, so that's one of the big things that we try to focus on. Colonel Setting has really pushed us to really utilize this technology. Under his very progressive, forward-thinking leadership, the way we're utilizing technology. With Facebook, we have over 10,000 followers now. We have a Twitter account. We have our smartphone application where citizens can get instant crime tips, alerts, get our news releases, they can submit tips, comments, complaints, things like that, and get it right to route it to the person who needs to be, whether it's drugs, whether it's traffic, whether it's a general crime complaint. Tracy recently had a setup with Instagram. So we're looking at different avenues we can pursue to get our message out and open up those lines of communication, especially with these generational gaps. Like I said, it's a lot of folks, I said younger folks earlier, but even a lot of folks, and I'm almost 40 now, and I don't really read the paper, watch the news much anymore myself. It's all Delaware Online, and it's Facebook, Twitter, and it's kind of where we're going. So we must really embrace technology. As a former detective, social media is a very, very important investigative tool, getting that information out. Being friends with some of the folks that are the thugs that are out there on the street doing things. They talk. The beauty with this is, and I know Mr. Prado can really attest to this, is people like to talk about what they do, say things, do things, but like it keeps citizens informed. Along with our TAPS program, closely parallel with that is our property crime initiative, which is really part of TAPS. After looking at our crime numbers, we found that over 50% of our burglaries and thefts, they occur from unsecured homes, folks that forget to lock their front door, leave their garage door open, leave their car doors open. I know it's kind of hindsight at times, but if you go to the park or you're busy and you decide you leave your laptop and your book bag on the back seat, you leave your purse, your cell phone on the front seat, and you go for a quick jog in the park or at your house, what have you, it happens. I've left my garage door open for myself. I try to blame my wife, but it was probably my fault. But either way, it happens. One of the things that the Colonel tasks us with is really trying to become creative utilize technology, utilize social media to really try to push out the message, educate the public, remind them, just really to really open up lines of communication. So some of the things that Tracy and I have done, come up with some educational videos with very limited resources, basically our iPad and our tripod and some friends and some neighbors' houses and vehicles that we've used to try to make this work, try to push out our videos. So they are kind of crude, but we're just getting started. But like I said earlier, we just wanted to share some of the things that we've been doing. We come up with two videos, keep them short, about 2 minutes apiece. One's on burglary prevention, one's on theft prevention, predominantly from motor vehicles. So I'd like to showcase some of the things that we're doing. Sometimes technology is our friend, and sometimes it's not.
This year we've had 450 reported burglaries to residences within Newcastle County. This is just 20% down from this time last year. We have a few tips that can help you from becoming a victim.
Keep your yard manicured and remove or trim shrubs or trees. Shrubs and trees should be pruned away from sidewalks, driveways, porches, doors, windows, and gates to eliminate hiding places. Lock all your doors and windows. Doors should be secure with a deadbolt lock. While patio or French double doors should also utilize a good deadbolt, a secondary barrier system is recommended, such as a trolley bar or a T-bar door guard.
Always close your garage door when you're not at home. Burglars can easily enter your residence through the garage. If you're going on vacation, have a trusted neighbor or family member keep watch of your home while you are away. As an additional measure, cancel mail or newspaper delivery so your home does not appear to be unattended.
Think of these tips will prevent a burglary from occurring at your home. And don't forget, if you see a suspicious person or vehicle in your neighborhood, call 911. And so even though we definitely could have gone longer with more tips, it's easier and people will definitely pay more attention if you go with them. So that's what, yeah. We keep them short so that people will pay attention and it'll kind of want them to come back to look at another, to watch another video. And so again, that was just our burglary prevention. So that was part of our crime prevention series that we kind of launched. So this is the second one. And it's the Park Smart campaign, which was actually launched in November